Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we turn to the first reading, which is from the book of Esther. Queen Esther was a Jew, and she was lamenting the killing of so many Jews, the persecution that they had undergone. And Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. She lay prostrate upon the ground together with her handmaids from morning until evening and said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you. Help me who am alone and have no help but you, for I am taking my life in my hand. As a child I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you, O Lord, always free those who are pleasing to you. Now help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord my God. Stopping right there, I mean, she had an extremely difficult situation. But what did she do? She turned to God and asked God for help. And she says, now come to help me, an orphan. Put in my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion, and turn his heart to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish. Save us from the hand of our enemies. Turn our mourning into gladness, and our sorrows into wholeness. Now that's genuinely turning to God and asking God for help. She's not trying to say, well, I can do this, God, and you can do that. You just do this, and I'll take care of this. It's not that kind of thing. She just totally put her trust in God. And Psalm 138 says, Lord, the day I called for help, you answered me. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Good time during this Lenten season, a good time to pray Psalm 138. Brothers and sisters, we want to be in a position of thanking God for what he is going to do or that he will do for us. You could thank him right away. Thank you, Lord, that you've heard my prayer, and I know that you will answer it according to your will. Lord, I'd love this to happen, but I put my trust in you because you see a far wider picture than I do. And I want to trust you that you will do what is good for me. Pray that way every day. Ask God to help you until your faith really takes hold in you and strengthens you. We pray for a clean heart. We do, and we should. Before we read this gospel, a clean heart create for me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation. Let me trust you again. Let me walk with you. Let me not give up. Let me not turn away, brothers and sisters. He loves you so much. The gospel for today is Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Look at that, brothers and sisters. Look at that. It means, you know, when we talk about ask and seek and knock, keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Don't just say, oh, I asked God and nothing happened. No, God wants to see the faith of your soul. So he waits till he knows it's the perfect time. But every day say, Lord, I ask you to help me. I seek you, Lord, to draw closer to you. I'm going to keep knocking, Lord, until I find the answer. And while this is the day after my brother's birthday, I want to include a message to him. Just very happy, happy birthday to you, and I'm praying for you. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. God loves every one of us. And I've seen some very, very difficult times and very difficult things in life, but he loves us. He cares for us. He wants to do what is good for us. So, brothers and sisters, let's turn now to Cardinal Donnelly, I believe, who said this: prayer by itself has value as an objective act. Considering prayer as a simple, potent activity that a person must fulfill in order for his life to be complete eliminates a whole series of false questions about sincerity or insincerity. Going to Mass when we feel nothing for God is not at all a form of hypocrisy, it is faith. To make the emotions the gauge of religion would end in many aberrations. This is true of all personal relationships. Love is situated beyond our emotions, which does not, however, mean that we distrust them. Emotion means the wonderful experience of love through a certain harmony of being. Love, on the other hand, is the very fact of a communion established between two beings situated on a level that is more profound than the sphere of our feelings. Sincerity does not consist in conforming our behavior to our spiritual states, but rather in maintaining our behavior in spite of our spiritual states. You know, we can get angry, we can be upset, we can be envious, we can be lonely, we can be fearful, we can be all kinds of things, but rather maintain our behavior in spite of our spiritual states, maintain our profound fidelities in spite of our superficial infidelities. To be sincere means to be faithful to that to which we have truly given our heart in the fullness of freedom. This is what ought to exist in marriage and in friendship, in spite of all the possible external vicissitudes. Loving God means knowing that we can count on God, and that God can count on us in spite of our emotional complications. Referring to the theological virtues, Jacques Rivière once said that faith means to believe in God in spite of appearances, charity to love our brothers in spite of what they may do to us, hope to hope for spiritual goods even when they seem to be impossible. We must therefore protect the substance of prayer from the vicissitudes of our experience and from our religious feelings, because it is founded on something that lies beyond them. Prayer is the expression of our fundamental relationship to God. Brothers and sisters, listen to that several more times, if you can. This is one marvelous, marvelous reading here, because our emotions take us in so many different directions that, oh yeah, I meant to pray. I forgot to pray. I forgot the moment I prayed. It doesn't mean don't do that, but it means, I mean, I want you to be able not to do that, but it doesn't mean you have to do that before you can pray. Come to the Lord and just say, Lord, calm my heart, calm my mind. Let me give you this time for you alone. And God will help us in that. He loves us. Brothers and sisters, I really want to encourage you because, brothers and sisters, I think we have some very difficult times right now. We're beginning to go through in our world. Persecution of the Jews is rising again. You can read in your paper, you can see some things that make us, even here in the United States, fragile. We need to really think We need to pray for our president. Really pray for him. He's done much that is good. He's done some things that are problematic. Ask your Lord, ask God. Please give him wisdom more. Please give him more insight. Help him. Brothers and sisters, how many of you pray for your president? How many of you pray for your bishop? How many of you pray for your family every day? The whole family. If a child is having difficulty, how many of you pray for all your priests that you've had in your life, your pastors? We just have some challenging times right now. We need prayer even when there aren't challenging times, but we certainly need them now. And I want to encourage you that perhaps there's one way as we begin this program, we could pray just a short prayer for our country and pray a short prayer for our church, but asking God to be merciful and help us. Help us to turn back to him, because that's what he wants. He wants us to turn back to him, and sometimes he allows difficulties to come into our lives that will turn us, or could turn us, more toward him. For some people, they turn us against him. But those of you who know that the Lord is always faithful, if there are difficulties, there is a reason. Turn to him. Ask him. Pray the rosary. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, bestow on us a spirit of always pondering on what is right and of hastening to carry it out. Think of that. A spirit of always pondering what is right and of hastening to carry it out. And since without you we cannot exist, please may we be enabled to live according to your will. You know, some of us are afraid of God's will. Oh, Lord, and yet God's will is what can bring us safely home to him. You want God's will. I know it can sometimes target things in our flesh that need to change. I know that. But I promise you, if you seek God's will, if you try to live it, and when you fail, you say, I'm sorry. Say that to God. We're asked to say that to one another, and we do, but how about saying it to the Lord? Lord, I'm so sorry I didn't listen to you. I'm so sorry I didn't heed how you've been praying for me. Ask him to give you strength to do what is right. Everything leads us back to God. Because in the end, you know, brothers and sisters, all of us are going to face him, one by one. We won't have our friends to cover for us. We will stand before God with all of our sins, with all of our virtues, with all of our good things. And we'll stand beside him with the things that we've done wrong. If we've confessed those sins, they're forgiven. This is the time, you know, we put it in human language, this is the time to take inventory and to see where you are. Love him. Love him. Give him time. Pray the rosary every day and watch what God will do for you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.